And but this section here is what's called liberal land, where we're sitting right here. It's just called liberal land, because you see, that don't mean there ain't no bottoms like in that field out there anyway, huh?
What would you call a place, maybe in the mountains or maybe off of a hill, where water would just, a stream or something would fall off?
Would that be coming out of the mountain or off of it?
Probably just kind of off of a cliff, kind of like. What would you call that?
Well, now, we call that washes here. I don't know what they would call it on a mountain. But now there's streams that comes out the sides of them mountains, don't you see?
Yeah.
In other words, that's where, that's what they call that a spring, spring coming out that mountain.
If you had a place, maybe where, when it rains, it might cut a ditch down a hill or cut a ditch across a road.
That's a wash.
Would
you ever call it, say it's washing, it washed across the road. It washed across that field there. That's where, now that's where you get your excess rain, so much of it falls at one time. And a long period of heavy rain, you'll find these washes everywhere. In other words, it don't take water, loose water, and it's got to go somewhere. It don't take it long, and I mean it washes it to clay like a ditch. In other words, it can tear a road into. Well, you take dams where any streams down there, you know, it can break them. It just, that ain't a thing in the world, but just a wash. And if, now, you take a big dam, and if it ever got a leak no bigger than a pin, where anywhere where that water could go through there, all right, and too much water got behind it, don't you see, that gave it more pressure. Well, that got bigger, 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 and bigger. And the bigger it got, the faster it got bigger, till it tore it. And it, when it got so big, it'll tear it clean in two in just a very short time. But you see, if you could get to it in time and know where it was at, you probably could stop it. Water's like fire. As long as you got it under control, it's perfectly still and no danger and nothing. But so much water, a lot of water, if it ever gets away from it, it's like fire. It's going somewhere.
If you had a ditch that was maybe pretty big, maybe big enough for barges, what would you call that?
Well, that would that wouldn't be a ditch. That would be a canal. That's like a lot of other things, you know, like a pig. Of course, he's a hog, but you call him a pig, and when he gets a little bigger, he's a shoat. Then from that to a hog, but it's all the same thing. Well, I guess that's just like a ditch. And after it gets so big, well, it's called a canal.
What would you call